This presentation is a summary of interviews conducted with three genetics health professionals to investigate their satisfaction with telehealth during the COVID-19 pandemic. One benefit of over-the-phone appointments, as noted by a participant, is that there is no longer a need to drive to the clinic or get ready, allowing more time for important tasks. Another expressed satisfaction with being able to continue talking to families even when other support workers have disappeared. They can dive into some of the deeper issues that families are dealing with as a result of losing the therapies their children used to receive. Another participant noted that some of the patients actually prefer virtual appointments as it offers them a sense of anonymity, making it easier to discuss more private questions. Appointments are shorter because of fewer distractions, such as not having to accommodate for the needs of children during the appointment, leaving genetic clinicians with more time to write follow-up emails. Additionally, a phone appointment is an ideal way to connect with patients living far away. All participants noted lower no-show rates as a result of increased convenience for patients. And for the most part, the same number of patients have been consenting to genetic testing as before the pandemic. One participant noted that a few families have been hesitant to send pictures of their kids or have been crossing out certain information in assessment reports in fear of releasing private information into the public domain, while the other two participants expressed no concerns. Overall, participants believe that they're able to provide the same degree of information and psychosocial support. One expressed that families are generally quite happy after an appointment. However, they have to be more creative and use simpler words to explain complex genetic principles, as they no longer have access to the diagrams and visual aid that they frequently used for in-person appointments. According to one participant, working with interpreters is difficult, as it's hard to have an accurate understanding of what's being discussed over the phone because of a lack of physical cues. Absence of body language and facial expressions were noted by all three participants as the biggest limitations to over-the-phone genetic counseling, as it's more challenging to gauge a patient's understanding and build rapport. Pictures are used in place of a physical examination. However, this isn't a significant concern, as most findings in their autism cases, which comprise the majority of their cases, seem to be variations in craniofacial features, and these can be seen in pictures sent by families. Those in need of an in-person examination are still being seen in an urgent clinic. All three participants clearly expressed that over-the-phone appointments have allowed them to be more efficient and productive. They hope that remote genetic counseling services can become a fixture in clinics, with the hope of increasing quality of care and convenience for both patients and genetic health professionals. More feedback from other genetic clinicians is needed before any concrete conclusions can be drawn. We'd like to extend our sincere thanks to the participants involved in this study. The study was supported by Genome British Columbia.